A cacophony of cardboard and crepe lights up the concrete walls. This is the school of Amaluna. It means our hope.
So we're inside the classroom now, and there are four tables with around five children at each one, and they're all busy working away.
The teachers didn't want us to speak directly to the children for fear it might stimulate memories of horror from which the school is trying to protect them. But at the sight of a microphone, they all knew how to express themselves. Hussein Damachi is in charge.
The children here, they are suffering from trauma. The news and the pictures on the news about the violence in Syria, all this influenced their soul. And their families also, yani fathers and mothers, suffering from depression, for example, and so they deal with their children in a very bad reaction. So they create this space.
Outside, a safe distance from the unavoidably powerful presence of a fresh fish stall, we meet Nadal. He is a Palestinian who fled Damascus and whose wife works at the school.
I left Syria for many reasons. One of them was the security reasons.
And what kind of impact are those refugees having here in places like Sabra, which is already so overcrowded?
Actually, the camps in Syria are better than here in Lebanon, and they were in better life. The conditions here are not good to live in.
According to a Doctors Without Borders report released this week, there are now more than 220 Syrian refugees in Lebanon, more than any other country. Fran Miller is their deputy head of mission.
We see many children who are not actually at school, and when you ask them about it, they shrug their shoulders, or perhaps they're going to school for part of the week. It's not clear if it's related to registration, or simply that the schools don't have space, or there are no teachers, or there are just too many children.
Fly, baby, fly. Fly, fly, fly.
Back in class, the Syrian pupils are practicing their English skills. The waiting list here at the School of Our Hope is growing. Using their own experience, Palestinians are now making time and space for this new generation of refugees.